Good morning. You're listening to Ambie from Gospel Talk. It's our first day of summer here in Sydney, Australia. Oh my goodness, how happy am I? I love summer. So I know you guys over in the Northern Hemisphere, it's getting cooler and it's autumn and Thanksgiving and coming up and then Christmas. So very different weathers, but same heart in Christ. So here we are. I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 17. I'll pray for today. So the verse is, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Praise be to God. Amen. So yes, I pray today that you, my brothers and sisters, just have received the blessings that Christ has given you and you're open to receive them. And remember to how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. It's in every pore, in your spirit, inward, outward, and around. Jesus' love, well, he is God. It's just, it is indescribable. But we do know it. When we have found Christ, we have peace in our hearts no matter what we suffer. As Peter said, was saying the other day, that suffering's just but for a short time. But we now have eternal life in heaven, and that's something we can look forward to. And just knowing that Jesus died for our sins, taking all our shame, disappointments, anything like that, that he will take all of that. And we have someone we can talk to anytime. Prayer is just like talking. I mean, we can pray in groups, but when we go into our closet, it's very personal. Very personal. We take off any masks that we may show in public, and just we can be ourselves and immerse ourselves in that intimacy with Christ. He's God. So, you know, when you pray today, I pray that you really connect. It's a beautiful thing to pray in that manner. So, Holy Spirit, I ask that my brothers and sisters worldwide, whether it's summer or the coming of autumn or fall, that wherever we are, we're connected as a family of brothers and sisters in Christ, that we know we are not alone, that you always love us. And just praise you, God, and thank you for your provision and your love, and that you're there everywhere, all the time. And we thank you in your name, Jesus. Amen. Okay, then, we'll enjoy your lovely day or evening, and I will catch you next time. Ciao.